Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my God, it's Monday. It's the 15th day of July, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 95 degrees here, 95. That's not right. Can't get this thing wrong. 80 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of Northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 90 and a low of 56. You have to excuse me. I've been sick since fucking Friday, and I didn't feel like coming on the air today, but all things being equal, fuck, I didn't have no way out of it, I could see. Anyways, we're going to run for this break, and then we'll what we're going to have to talk about first, and we'll be right back. Take your brain, time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, click right over to the plate of fucking who knows what. Secret Service had 2 full minutes. Nothing with that. Local cop confronted gunman before Trump assassination attempt retreated. Report, and I'm going to go through this stuff, and then I'm going to tell you guys exactly what fucking happened. Hey, fucking exactly what happened. Local cop confronted gunman before Trump assassination attempt retreated. He turned around and fucking ran when he hit the gun point. Well, I mean, if you believe it. Anyway. The Hyde and Cunningham and post-millennial. The gunman who attempted to assassinate former President Donald Trump at a Pennsylvania rally was confronted by a local police officer before firing shots at the former president. A local police officer climbed to the rooftop where Crook was positioned and encountered him. Crook pointed his rifle at the officer, who then retreated down the ladder of the building. Crook quickly redirected his focus and fired shots at Trump, grazing his right ear and causing immediate chaos at the rally. We'll continue reading it. The shooter, identified by FBI as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crook, was situated on a nearby rooftop. Nearby is right. Somebody called me and told me, because I don't have no fucking TV on. I turned the fucking TV on. A lot of people turned the fucking TV on. And fucking, when I first heard it, the guy said the shots came from 250 to 300 yards away. And I'm looking, and man, this is flat land, and it's just not real tall fucking buildings, but there are elevated spots. 200 to 300 yards away, first report. The shooter identified by FBI as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crook was situated on a nearby rooftop in an attempt to assassinate Trump. Prior to shots being fired, attendees at the rally noticed a man climbing onto the roof of the nearby building and warned local law enforcement, according to Associated Press. And that was one of the interviews I seen. I was clicking around from one to one to one, trying to get different. Hear somebody say something different. And the first man I heard talk pointed over at a building. He was about 50 yards over that way. And he showed where he was climbing. He said he was climbing up the side of the building with a fucking rifle. And me and the people that were with me were yelling at the police and yelling at the Secret Service, and they ignored us. So he climbed, and then the sheriff's deputy went up there. But if you believe in this shit, I keep that in mind, and pointed the gun at him, and he ran. Okay, meanwhile, immediately after Crooks fired, Secret Service snipers responded by shooting and killing the gunman. Now, I've heard reports, because I listened to every fucking, it was agony. I'll grant you a fucking agony. The fucking sniper that killed him had him in his fucking sights and did not shoot until he had shot. First, they said 3 shots. Then I heard another guy say 5 to 10 shots. He didn't fire. I mean, they had what the fuck was he? FBI, I think he was ex-FBI. And he said that in a situation like that, when you see the threat like the cop did, you shoot. You fucking shoot. You don't hesitate. You shoot. And then you take the sniper who had him in his fucking sights and seen him on top of that building. First place, he's pointing the gun down. If you believe any of this shit, I'm not asking you guys to believe anything. And he's aiming the gun down and right where the podium is. And first off, they let the fucker come on the stage. I mean, you got to, I'm engaged with another sniper. And I'm telling you, when it come out, then the next time I heard it was 140 yards. And I think that guy was closer with 50 fucking yards. At any rate, they let the fucker come out, Trump come out. And this guy's got the fucking guy with the gun on the fucking top of the building. He's got him in his crosshairs. And that FBI agent said the rule is absolutely, you see the threat, you fucking engage it. You pull the trigger. But he waited for him to get his shots off. Wonder what's up with that. If any of this is true, don't go fucking acting like I said any of this is true. Rooftop in an attempt to assassinate Trump. Prior to shots being fired, attendees at the rally noted a man climbing onto the roof of a nearby building and warned local law enforcement, according to the Associated Press. Now, goddamn, you go to if you got snipers, you got a fucking rooftop right there, and it's fucking, it ain't even 140 yards away. It's about 100 fucking yards away. And you're not even, and people are yelling at you and pointing at the guy climbing up the side. He brought a ladder, climbed up the fucking side of the thing with his ladder, with the fucking, they say it's an AR-15, you know, the terrible battle of AR-15. There wasn't no AR. They've hit on that, man. These fucking news stations haven't been turned on in so long. The fucking dust is flying off the shit as they, you know, turn them on again, and everybody's clutched to this shit. And it is shit. It's pure shit. At any rate, fucking, the fucking gunman, he climbs the ladder, right? I mean, these people are fucking, this first man said, I was 50 yards away. Those buildings were right fucking there. And then you have a sniper, and this was in a report, I heard on the stupid box, that he had him engaged. That means he had his crosshairs on him. And I heard they had another expert on this morning that said, you know, because they were talking about why in the hell didn't he just shoot him? Well, he was waiting for him to engage. You don't do that. That is unheard of. That's not how the operation works. You see a sniper pointing a fucking gun at the stage, or anybody, you fucking, I mean, being a fucking on the sniper team, you're supposed to shoot him, and you're supposed to eliminate the threat. If you believe in any of this, because we're going to stay with that. Okay, immediately after Crooks fired, and this, you're talking about a 10-second interval of when this sniper had engaged this guy, the guy shoots, gets off fucking between five and ten rounds, and then he shoots him after fucking Trumpy falls, grabbing his ear. And, you know, I don't know if it's true, if Trumpy got shot, but it makes sense that he grabbed his ear. I don't know if you've ever hunted deer or elk or anything like that, but it's tricky when you're taking a head shot, because if their head isn't exactly sideways to you, or exactly straight on to you, I mean, just this, they can turn it and you don't, I mean, it's hard to notice what the angle is. And if old Trumpy had been looking square ahead and that was a real bullet, he'd be a dead son of a bitch right now. I guarantee fucking it. Anyways, I got to keep sipping water here. Like I said, I don't feel that fucking great. Immediately after Crooks fired, Secret Service snipers responded by shooting and killing the gunman. Immediately after, because they've been holding their fucking crosshairs on him the whole fucking time. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go and throw it in here right now. This morning, they dropped the fucking charges of mishandling documents against Trump. They're getting ready to drop all the fucking charges against Trump. I think he called up old fucking, just my opinion, if it did happen, because I don't want to fucking be in on saying anything that's shown over the fucking TV is real. If it did happen, I think he called old Biden's crew up. He didn't talk to that ignorant, dead-headed son of a bitch. And he said, you fucking missed. And now this is what's going to happen. Or fucking somebody's going to answer for why there was somebody that could get within, I'm saying it was within 130 yards. How somebody get within 130 yards on an elevated position. The sniper held his fucking fire. The fucking cop ran. I mean, I think, you know, Trumpy had this fucking thing. He was already fucking squared away to be the fucking, next appointee by the King Chuck. There's no two ways about it. And he knew it. But this here, I mean, they've been, you know, riding up his ass. He's all the lawsuits and everything. You watch that shit stop. Because what we just witnessed, and the story they laid out, it says fucking this was a fucking plan. That if it was real. I keep on emphasizing that because I don't want nobody to think that I believe in any of this shit's real. If it was real. It would have had to have been planned, you know, like fucking Lee Harvey Oswald, the whole fucking, you know, to the front and back, to the front and all that horse shit. But this 20-year-old kid goes out there about fucking, and I'll take that first guy's word for it because he was standing there. He was pissed off because he was screaming at him. Hey, that guy's climbing the side of that building over there with a fucking gun. If it was true. And he said, you know, he said 50 yards. So you give that 50 yards there, another 50 yards to crowd, and you got about between 100, I think it was 100. And last guy I heard say it, honest to God, said 136 feet, which would be, you know, almost 150 yards. But, I mean, hell, you could kill get somebody in the head with a fucking 22 long rifle at that goddamn range. At any rate, so let's go on with this goofiness. Okay, law enforcement later revealed that they discovered explosive devices in Crook's car, which was parked near the rally site in Butler, Pennsylvania. Another device is believed to have been found in Crook's home as well. The incident resulted in the death of one rally attendee who happened to be a fireman who had just been fucking nominated for sainthood. I'm telling you, this guy here, oh, what a terrible fucking thing. And left two others critically injured in response to the attack. Trump released a statement on Truth Social, expressing his condolences to the families of the victims and thanking law enforcement for their rapid response. They also called for national unity in the face of the violence. Now, you would think, I mean, this is a political, attempted political assassination, if it was. They would be, I mean, goddamn, every detail. I've seen two pictures of this kid. One, he looks like he's fucking about 16. And the other one, he's got long hair and looks like a beard, just kind of a blurry photo. But you would think that you would know everything there is to know about this motherfucker. Well, you do find out more as we go on here. You'll see what I mean. All righty then. There's the picture, the blurry picture. Thomas Matthew Crook's family embraces Scottish Jewish ethnicity. Now let's find out about these guys. Former U.S. President Donald Trump narrowly escaped a potential serious incident during a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Let me go over to this here. Crooks reportedly fired multiple shots from the roof of a manufacturing plant situated more than 130 yards away. Now here's another 130 yards bullshit. Away, and it don't matter anyway. Goddamn, that's not long range for a 22. Yards away from the stage where Trump addressed his supporters. One of Crooks' shots grazed Trump's ear, and tragically, an innocent bystander, that was the firefighter about to be canonized by the Pope, innocent bystander lost their life, no, his life, you ignorant bastards, while two others sustained critical injuries. The Secret Service counter-sniper team promptly responded with a precise headshot. Yeah, you'd been holding your fucking rifle on his head. I mean, they were talking like about fucking a minute. It said that one guy that came up last night, I mean, they had another guy there going, like the whole fucking thing was different. This guy here, he'd done it for years. He was an older fella. He goes, no. He goes, you see somebody with a fucking gun, you shoot. You did just like that. He said that sheriff should have fucking shot him if it was true. Got to remember, if it was true, we know these son of a bitches responded with a precise headshot. I guess you could if you sat there and fucking lined it up for fucking 30, 40, 50 seconds. Thomas Matthew Crook's family is Jewish and have Scottish ancestry. His family, Matthew Bryan and Mary Elizabeth, have English and Scottish origins. See how they kind of ease into this? As a Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, U.S. resident, Thomas' parents have American citizenship. Thomas Matthews Crooks, 20, was born in September 2003. He resides with his parents, Matthew and Mary, who are reportedly in their 50s and identify as Jewish. Matthew Crooks serves as a care manager in community care, behavioral health, in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, USA. Similarly, his mother, Mary Elizabeth, also holds the same profession and identifies herself as a social worker. He grew up alongside his sister, Catherine Crooks in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. Twitter users believe that Catherine might have held better genes than Thomas for her not to commit the offense. And now it's coming down to genes. You got two people who, his parents are fucking, these are the guys that's going to take your gun away because they've decided you're too fucking dangerous, man. Like it was daddy's gun that he fucking took. Daddy bought the fucking gun. I wonder if this behavioral scientist is going to go to fucking jail. But it doesn't matter because it's, who knows. Both of his parents work as licensed behavioral counselors in Pennsylvania. He lived with them. And then some son of a bitch is going to come and make an arbitrary decision from a fucking anonymous tip to come to somebody's house to take their fucking guns under these red flag laws. Both of his parents worked as licensed behavioral counselors in Pennsylvania. That's why today, you know, when I got up, I said, it's still going to be packed, that shit. There might be something new on it. So I'll turn the fucker on. And I turned it on, and lo and behold, they're at the Republican convention. They're trying to make this fucking disappear. And I do mean they're trying to make it disappear. The first thing I heard was about the lawsuit being dropped against old Trumpy, and that the rest of them were most likely to follow. And they just had all kinds of goddamn excuses for that. However, Matthew Crook, 53, father of Thomas Crook, informed CNN that he was seeking to understand the situation and planned to wait until he had spoken with law enforcement before commenting on his son. He lived in the house with them, two of them. These are the people that are going to make the decision that some old fucking man who fucking has a gun, I've never seen the person before, never even talked to him before. But, I mean, you have this anonymous tip. You go, I'll sign the paper. Go take that motherfucker's gun. These are the people you're talking about. Now, in first place, if he's using daddy's gun, if daddy bought, is daddy going to fucking jail? Well, hell no. He's a high-up communist. Additional information, Thomas Crook graduated from Bethel Park High School in 2022. The newspaper reported that he had received the $500 Star Award from the National Math and Science Initiative. When Crooks was 17 years old, he made a $15 donation to Act Blue, a political action committee that supports left-leaning and Democratic politicians. I don't know where that figures into the goddamn equation, people. But evidently, either this person had a political agenda or he was fucking nuts. And mommy and daddy, who are the professionals, didn't see it. Let's see what else we got here.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say a little something about people that are mental health counselors or therapists. The ones that I run into seem to be strange, and it's like they're under the glaze of a program. And then the people that I know that have counselors or therapists kind of seem in the same frame of mind. It's like they're told how to behave and what to think. And, you know, what irritates me, Henry, is that a lot of times when you want to have discourse with people about world events and what's going on, they come and what's standing behind them is either their therapist or their church, and they feel empowered by that. And it's like you're not just confronting the person, but their whole mindset. And the therapist thing, it's like an appendage. It's like they can't make a move without it. So I just had to put that out there because it's one of the things in society that is currently disgusting me.
I would have to agree with you. It's like they want to be in touch with their therapist on the fucking phone 24 hours a day. But, you know, what I think of fucking, you know, the whole idea of psychiatry, you know, we're all each individuals, absolutely individuals. And for any person to think that they can know the mind of another person better than the person possessing it is the epitome of arrogance, and it's bullshit. Like you said, these people are programmed into a frame of thought. They're street fucking warriors for this shit. In another instance, these two here, the mom and dad, there's no doubt that they would be, they may have already caused people to get killed taking their guns. But I've talked to them. They don't talk to me very long because I'm not very pleasant around them. But I know exactly what you're talking about, and you're right.
Those shrinks can't even solve their own problems.
There you go, dude. What's that, mind your own business? Old Hank Williams. Breaking, Eyewitness News tells BBC that he informed police secret service about a suspicious man on a roof with a rifle. He was ignored. I mean, that's why this whole thing, the way it unfolded and everything, they're not Keystone Cops, people. Everything they do is cold and calculated. I think the only thing that went fucking wrong, I think that they did shoot at the son of a bitch. And the only thing that went wrong is right before they shot at him, I don't know if you guys ever shot at deer or anything, but he turned his head. And he turned his head. If he hadn't turned his head, if he'd have been looking square at that audience, it would have went right through his fucking ear and he would have dropped dead. He would have been dead on the spot. He'd have been dead before his feet, his body hit the ground. And that's a goddamn fact. But it's just one of those coincidences. They went to make their fucking hit. And because the fucking, you look at the thing is, back in the day when they assassinated Kennedy, now I've got this guy here I'm looking at. He's talking about the fucking people on the grassy knoll. I mean, it's the same old fucking scenario, only you got goddamn idiots running it now. When they tried to do the, that's why they quit doing false flags, actually, because they fuck them up so bad that by the next day they were debunked and ripped apart. And this guy here, you know, fucking, he's saying, I seen, this is the guy I think that said it was 50 fucking yards the first time I heard him speak. But at any rate, it could be real because, you know, it was Keystone Cop looking shit. Didn't none of it look professional, except for the sniper up there who had the guy. I mean, the first guy they brought up, expert from the fucking FBI, he was expert, fucking expert on, he was sniper. He said, when you see it, you kill it. You don't hesitate. You don't, he said that sheriff should have pulled his gun and killed him right there, if it was true. And then they say that this fucking sniper had him in his sights for like fucking, I think they said like 3 minutes. He had him in his sights, pulled the trigger, and it would have been over if it was for real. But he waited for him to take his shots. I think old Trump, he was supposed to catch one in the head. How else could fucking Joe Biden beat anybody unless they were dead? You know, and it ain't that about the politics and stuff, because it's all unlawful. Everything they're doing to us is unlawful. They're the international corporate mafia. The elections are unlawful. Their fucking jurisdictional authority over us does not fucking exist. It doesn't change a goddamn thing. Only thing I seen change today is there's an election now, guys. I mean, it was just like everybody was just ignoring it. And that stupid debate, everybody was like, that's a fucking cartoon. And here we are now, buddy, man. I guarantee you about probably 30% of the people had turned their TVs off and started going to the net to try to get the truth. They got those fucking TVs on, and they're listening to the same, like this shit right here. Listen to it over and over what they'll play. But they, what surprised me is, like I said, they had been gone to the GOP fucking convention. I mean, they changed towns. When I turned it on, I expected to be listening to the same old shit. And no, they'd gone to the fucking convention, and they were talking about the security they were putting up there. I mean, since when don't they take something like that? Well, this first, if it is a false flag, I mean, or even not a false flag, but a downright fucking mafia hit, they're trying to cover the son of a bitch up. And it very well could be. I mean, we don't fucking know. I cannot watch something on the stupid box and listen to the fucking goddamn paid fucking goddamn shills try to give me an explanation of what I hear. And then like this guy here, I listen to his interview. I listen to the interview of the people, and it's just like hearing the interviews of the people from the grassy knoll. Yeah, I seen him. Fucking everybody's seen him. They showed him up there before he fucking shot, laying there. Everybody could fucking see him. And your security doesn't go out beyond 140 yards. Like Bill Gates has 3 miles of fucking security layers around his ass. And fucking, this is, somebody shot you from 130 or 40 yards. I think that's why this thing went away this morning, this charge against Trump. And I think that's why the rest of them are going to go away. And because I think he has them dead to fucking rights. I mean, there is no excuse. A fucking building that, I mean, I hate the son of a bitch. I hate them all. But a building that's 140 yards away, and you don't even have, your guys should be sitting on that one, pointing their guns out farther. If you think about it, and they know it. They know that this is, I mean, to even just a layman, this is sitting there going, what? Nah, there's something fucking hokey going on here. Besides, it's fucking, huh?
Who's to say the shooter even got off a round? Believe nothing you hear and only half of what you see is what way I'm thinking.
I agree. I mean, like I said, I don't believe nothing they have portrayed. I do not believe. Even the witnesses and what might have you or whatever the game they're playing. Only thing I know is that fucking this morning, the major charges got dropped against Trump. And he's headed to the fucking convention. And so...
Well, he's been saying that all along, that everything was going to get dropped. He's been saying that for weeks now.
Well, he was absolutely right. But the, you know, they're gangsters, man. You try and figure a gangster. I can't. You know, I mean, it looked like a gangster operation to me.
And Henry, I think it's going to be interesting to see, you know, at the Republican National Convention, if there's going to be more chipping away at Article 2 after this.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's the only thing I've seen this morning. And Trump has changed his whole itinerary, that his whole speeches and everything, he's changed it. Come on, you motherfucker. I don't care if some kid did pop a fucking round at your goddamn ear in Pennsylvania. Ain't got nothing with me, and you ain't getting my goddamn gun. I mean, this is how these fuckers work. But because of that charge getting dropped, that's the one thing that keeps sticking in my mind. And the fact they're talking like last week, they were they're going to agree. He's probably going to get indicted here, but I go, and all of a sudden, oh, it's all probably going to be dropped. Oh, yeah, that one's going to be dropped. That one's going to be dropped. It's like he called up fucking Biden and said, you missed, motherfucker. And I got your fucking dead to fucking rights. Because I've got your fucking sniper holding the crosshairs on the guy that shot at me and not pulling the fucking trigger. And we got a saint fucking fireman here dead. And we got two other people seriously fucking wounded, and you shot a hole in my ear, which would have been a hole in his head had his face been pointing forward. I mean, but I want to see how he's changed his itinerary. It's going on right now, and I want to see what he's changed that's going to make because he said he changed his whole fucking speech. He had a great speech and all this shit. He's changed his whole itinerary. You going to come after my gun, Donnie?
Yep.
You know, take the gun and fucking give you the due process later, motherfucker? Come get it. That's all I can say. Come and fucking do it. And I think you're going to see a fucking upping of a police state in this country like we've never seen in the past. I can see it coming. I swear I can. And, well,
it's either already here. All they got to do is enforce it.
Exactly. And they're bringing in, I've been watching different videos of different things, and they're bringing in the big steroid heads. The motherfuckers, you got to kill them. And there's no reasoning with an animal. And you got to, and I ain't going to fucking reason with any of them. You come to take my fucking second article right, I'll fucking fight you to the death. That's just the way she is. At any rate, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. I need my breath and some water. How's your problem? All right, I'll be right back.
listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM show from the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:46 Pacific Time. And of course, that was Megadeth with This Planet's on Fire, and it is. We're in hell. That's all you can really fucking say. Hell the sky. So we go past this insane son of a bitch. There's that sniper. I'm looking at him up there. He's got that fucking guy in fucking gauge before a fucking fire shot went off. Nope, didn't pull the trigger. I mean, this is, like JFK and fucking, shot in the fucking back with the fucking, 35 or something, and then claim the 22. I mean, it's just one of those little fucking things that's gone on forever. And, time passes. I've just obtained insane footage from a follower who was at the rally yesterday. The sniper saw the gunman at least 36 seconds before shots were fired. Several attendees noticed him too and pointed. And he showed this guy fucking, he's got his rifle up. And like I said, this first guy that talked, he said that, you see somebody with a gun, you shoot, you fucking shoot. That's all there is to it. That's what's there for, a sniper. And then they had another guy on this morning, looked like he's about half dumb to begin with. This guy looked like a professional last night. And he said, he was waiting on him. You don't wait on a sniper to fire. How fucking dumb do you think people are? Visualizing how Israel keeps stealing Palestinian land. Yeah, because this is what's been going on while we've been fucking watching television. I know how they keep stealing land. Let's get something better. We'll go ahead and look at it a little bit. This is by Mohammed Haddad Al Jazeera. In 2024, Israel illegally seized 23.7 square miles, 91.5 square miles of Palestine land in the occupied West Bank and is going ongoing war with on Gaza. That's more than the land took over the past 20 years combined. They're taking it all. I mean, you're just going to bring it up? We've seen the maps for years. Israel seized more than 50 square kilometers, 90.3 square miles of Palestinian land since 1998, according to Peace. To Peace Now? Okay, an Israeli anti-settlement watchdog. In this visual explainer, Al Jazeera unpacks the land Israel has stolen from Palestinians. 1917, pre-British Mandate Palestine, when the Ottoman rule of the Levant ended, Jewish people owned about 3% of the land in Palestine. During the war, Britain made agreements to gain the support of various groups in the Middle East, most notably was the 1917 Balfour Declaration, unlawful, which promised the establishment of Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people. I had a home for them. It's about fucking 300 feet in the fucking ocean. The mandate facilitated Jewish immigration from Europe to Palestine from the 1910s to the 1940s, bringing the Jewish population of Palestine to 33%. By 1947, historical Palestine was 26,790 square kilometers, about the size of Haiti, 27,750 square kilometers. Divided into 100 squares, it would look like this, and it's gone. It was put up by Al Jazeera, and they can't, They're not allowed to put up even a fucking map because you don't want to see what these bastards are doing. 1948, NACBA. On May 14, 1948, the British mandate expired and Zionist leaders announced they would be declaring a state, triggering the first Arab-Israeli war. Zionist gangs expelled 750,000 Palestinians and captured 78% of the land. The remaining 22% was divided into the West Bank and Gaza Strip. The West Bank is the kidney bean-shaped area on the west bank of the Jordan River. It is 5,655 square kilometers, about 15 times bigger than the 365 square kilometer Gaza Strip, which borders Egypt. Again, a picture's missing. In 1950, Israel enacted the absentee property law, allowing it to confiscate Palestinian properties whose owners were forced to leave in 1948. It's taking a little and then a lot. Drink of water. Shortly after the war, Israel started establishing settlements in territories it occupied, violating the Fourth Geneva Convention. Like, you know, that, you always thought about the Geneva Convention, the International Criminal Court, the International Justice Court. Nothing. They never have been anything. And I'd like to have all the money back that people have sweated and paid into those fucking organizations. Wouldn't you? Shortly after the war, Israel started establishing settlements in territories it occupied, violating the Fourth Geneva Convention, which prohibits an occupying power from transferring its population to the areas it occupies. Well, they weren't occupying, you stupid son of a bitches. They were conquering. Israeli settlements are illegal under international law. Uh-oh. As soon as I'm off this air, I'm getting on the goddamn, I'm writing out a complaint to the International Criminal Court. You heard that, didn't you? Israeli settlements are illegal under international law. You fuckers have had it now and are often cited as the main barrier to any lasting peace agreement under a two-state solution. The Sinai Peninsula was returned to Egypt in 1982 as a part of a 1979 peace treaty. The other areas remain under Israeli control. 1980, Israel annexes East Jerusalem. East Jerusalem is on the Palestinian side of the 1949 Armistice line of Green Line and the generally recognized boundary between Israel and the occupied West. Jerusalem is approximately 70 square kilometers, 27 square miles, and encompasses the city where some of the holiest sites in Christianity, Islam, and Judaism are. They include the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, the Western Wall, St. James Cathedral, and the Church of the Holy Scripture, among others. On July 30 of 1980, Israel claimed East Jerusalem in the Jerusalem Law, which said Jerusalem, complete and ununited, is the capital of Israel. So they wrote that down on a piece of paper and declared it. I mean, that had been settled by the United Nations. The United Nations guys, you know, they got the International Criminal Court. We got the International Court of Justice. Man, their severe actions have to come from this, don't they? The United Nations Security Council passed Resolution 478 declaring the Jerusalem Law null and void and calling on member states to withdraw their diplomatic mission from the city. On the ground, the law had profound implications for Palestinians, including further displacement, loss of property, and restricted residency rights and movements. On December 14, 1981, Israel unilaterally annexed the Sinai Golan Heights. We just unilaterally, how do you unilaterally annex them? Well, we wrote it down on a piece of paper and backed it up with tanks. Annexation and territorial conquest are illegal under international law. There we go. I'm getting out the goddamn international law book. I will write some fucking complaints and let these people know what... Well, wait a minute. They already know what's going on. They're telling me. What's with that? I mean, are those courts badasses they think they are? 1993 to 1995 Oslo Accord. The Oslo Accord, the first direct Palestinian-Israel peace agreement, led to the formation of the Palestinian Authority, which was meant to govern internal security administration and civilian affairs in areas of self-rule for a five-year interim period. Under Oslo, the occupied West Bank was divided into three areas. Area 1 initially, 3% of the occupied West Bank, which grew to 18% in 1999, the PA controls, Palestinians, I guess, controls most affairs here, where Israel controls extremely external security, meaning it has the right to enter at any time. Yeah, I don't think you have control over it. Area B, about 22% of the West Bank, is also governed by the Palestinian Authority, with Israel controlling external security. I don't know if I want to keep on going with this. We know what they've fucking done. It's kind of boring. Replay of the fucking past. Biden appoints social media censorship advocate to White House digital strategy team. I'm sure he did. Breaking: new footage shows Trump rally attendees desperately shouting to law enforcement that there was someone with a gun on the top of the structure. And these are scenes, this shit is going down in history. These are scenes you're going to see, just like the Building 7 coming down. How many times have I seen that building come down after the fucking reporter reported it? Building 7 has fallen. There it goes. Okay, there you go. And does it matter? Somebody needs to tell me, does it matter? Let's see, we're right here. Jordan Peterson demands Elon Musk enact mass censorship to stop people from making fun of him. Elon Musk, you're a fucking fat fuck. There are the 10 U.S. states with the highest cost of living. And yeah, Oregon's one of them. Netanyahu admits he doesn't know if strikes on Gaza safe zone killed Hamas military commander. And they slaughtered a bunch of people. This is why we've been watching this shit, this goofy shit with fucking Trumpy in them. They have been fucking killing like goddamn madmen. Dave DeCamp, Antiwar.com. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has admitted he doesn't know if an Israeli bombing of a tent camp the Israeli military declared a safe zone killed Mohammed Diouf, Hamas senior military commander. So, okay, it was declared a safe place. You go there and they bomb you. How in the hell does that work? Gaza Health Ministry said the strike on the Mawazi camp killed at least 90 Palestinians, more than half of them being women and children. The Israeli Defense Forces told Palestinian civilians to evacuate from Rafah and Khan Yunis to take shelter in the camp, which has come under multiple Israeli airstrikes. But that's not genocide, people. This thing with Trump, get that word genocide out of the goddamn vocabulary of the people. What happened there? One person got fucking killed. What happened here? Little kids got ripped a fucking part. You ought to see the picture. Farwasha, a 16-year-old Palestinian girl who witnessed the massacre, described the scene to Man Dawis. A leg hit me, and I saw dismembered bodies a few meters away. She said, I saw a young child screaming. He lost his lower limbs and was crawling on his hands and screaming. The bombs didn't stop, and suddenly the body disappeared. I saw how he vanished before me while we ran and lowered our eyes to the ground, unable to do anything but run. The IDF claimed it targeted Deif and Rafis Salama, the commander of Hamas, Khan Yunis' brigade. Hamas has denied the claim, saying it was just an excuse to four or five fucking blocks and blowing up little. I mean, how many people did you kill, you son of a bitches? And we're not sure if we got him or not. So we may have to blow you up again. We told you to come here. I mean, what are these people here? I mean, where in the hell can they go? You should put yourself in their fucking shoes. I mean, you're trying to keep what's left of your fucking family safe. And they say, go, this is a safe zone. We're going to blow the hell out of this over here. So you go over there and they come around and they blow the hell out of you because they got you all. What they want is to get you all in one fucking crowd so they don't have to waste so much fucking ordnance killing your asses. On Saturday night, Netanyahu said he wasn't absolutely certain if Deif and Salama were killed, but said the bombing of the camp was good for Israel either way. I'm telling you, that international court ain't going to do a goddamn thing about this. We're watching fucking live butchery, barbaric fucking third world fucking butchery. And these motherfuckers, it was good for Israel either way. You killed, think about the baby's leg. The kid crawling without a leg, blown up. I mean, think about the horrid, and it was good for Israel either way. Israel gets what's good for it. It ain't going to be fucking that. Just the attempt to assassinate Hamas commanders delivers a message to the world, a message that Hamas days are numbered. No, it looks to me like it fucking, what it does is it kills fucking innocent Palestinians, including fucking toddlers, blows them to fucking pieces, you fucking animals. You make me want to puke, Netanyahu said. And this is what we'll be doing next week at the U.S. Congress. I will deliver Israel's message to the United States and the entire world. And he's coming, I mean, it's your buddy. It's our buddy, guys. On Saturday, the IDF also said it wasn't true. Deif killed. It's still too early to summarize the result of the attack, which Hamas is trying to hide, said IDF Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Herzi. Go look up this goddamn article and tell me somebody's trying to hide something. Deif is believed to be the architect of the October 7th attack on Israel, you mean the false flag. According to Reuters, he has survived seven previous Israeli assassination attempts, including a 2014 Israeli strike that killed his wife, his seven-month-old son, and his three-year-old daughter. Tough guys. Well, you got him. It's just like when they bombed Gaddafi's house. That's supposed to be against, that's against international law. I may have to write a serious fucking complaint about this. Because of the assassination attempts, it has long been believed that Deif had been living in the West tunnel network under Gaza. The majority of the tunnels are still intact, according to U.S. intelligence, giving Deif and Hamas chief Sinwar plenty of room to remain underground. I mean, the things they said, these motherfucking, look at this picture, they're trying to cover what the fuck up? You need a fucking bulldozer and you need a fucking goddamn crane to move it back to even fucking look, you murdering son of a bitches. And like I said, while over there, we're watching this thing here, and once they got him, they got him election going by now. I'll tell you, that's one thing that fucking whatever happened there, that's one thing it achieved. And I said at the beginning I was going to tell you guys exactly what happened there. And I'm going to tell you. We don't know. We're not going to know. We're never going to fucking know. because that's the way these fucking things work. They will, you will see things come from it. Like I'm interested to see what old Trumpy says. We're going to outlaw AR-15s. His AR-15 struck my ear. Well, motherfucker, what kind of gun killed the son of a bitch that shot your ear? Well, that's okay because he's one of us. He's one of the standing fucking army of the fucking corporate fucking elite, corporate mafia. Well, I don't think we're going to stand for that, Trumpy. So you better get ready for a fucking fight, buddy, you son of a bitch. Anyways, guys, I have definitely had enough of this. And I will be back tomorrow, hell or high water, for another sizzling report from the trenches. And until then, man, don't believe anything you see on fucking TV. Don't believe anything that you do not fucking see with your own eyes and investigate with your own fucking eyes. Don't believe it. That's the word from the trenches.
Yeah.